interest rates, and they can consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-330-3535. That's 1-800-330-3535.
And now for a traffic update, we go to Kelly Clark. Kelly, how's it looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, I hope you have lots of time.
Uh-oh.
All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes are at a standstill, and the off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But I do have good news.
What's that, Kelly?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. Safety and security are the watchwords in Iraq today in the wake of the terrible attack in Mosul on Tuesday. At some U.S. bases, guards are being posted outside mess tents. Military officials are discussing ways to increase security for troops in the aftermath of the suicide bomb attack that killed 22 people. Officials say it appears the bomber was wearing an Iraqi uniform. Investigators still haven't figured out if the bomber was working on the base or how the person infiltrated security. What's the mood in Mosul on Christmas Eve Eve? Staff Sergeant Kevin Robichaud from Londonderry, New Hampshire, is there as part of Task Force Olympia, which took the hit Tuesday. He says things are a little tense.
We have a tree up, and the packages are all around the tree, and just trying to get through the days as it goes by. We're kind of hoping that it's just another day.
Here at home, painkillers that may cause more pain are troubling consumers this Christmas season. The Food and Drug Administration today ordered a sweeping review of studies involving prescription painkillers like Celebrex and Bextra. Those drugs are part of the class called COX-2 inhibitors. Recent studies have highlighted the heart risks from those drugs and caused quite a controversy among doctors and patients. Now the FDA says it's going to review dozens of studies of COX-2 inhibitors that are underway. John Jenkins, director of new drugs for the FDA, says a public health advisory is being issued.
We're recommending that doctors take into account the recent information that these products may increase the risk of heart attack and stroke as they make decisions about prescribing them to their patients.
The agency plans to convene an advisory panel in February to review all the available information on the drugs. Meanwhile, the FDA is warning people to be careful with any other type of pain reliever. The agency says anyone taking Aleve, ibuprofen, or even aspirin more than 10 days in a row should see their doctor. Medicare is planning to pay for counseling to help some of the nation's 4 million older smokers kick the habit beginning next year. Medicare beneficiaries who smoke and have smoking-related diseases or take certain medicines will be eligible for up to 4 counseling sessions, and if that's not enough, they could sign up for more. There's widespread support among healthcare providers and patient advocates, although some pushed for nicotine replacement programs and some prescription drugs in addition to or instead of counseling. The head of the American Cancer Society says counseling is cost-effective and can double the chance of success in curbing the top cause of preventable deaths in the U.S. That's smoking. Former President Bill Clinton paid another visit to the hospital where he had his heart operation, this time to celebrate his recovery and thank the staff. Smiling and looking slim, Clinton today helped dedicate a new cardiac catheterization center at the Westchester Medical Center. He said he was really delighted to walk in there instead of coming in a wheelchair. And he added he was even more delighted to be able to walk out. I'm Mark Shearer. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
That music can mean only one thing. Christmas is coming. I'm Catherine Lanford, co-host of The Al Franken Show, and I'm beside myself with holiday excitement about The Al Franken Show's 5th annual Christmas Eve All Oi Spectacular. 3 solid hours of the very best episodes of the Oi 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 Show. Accept no imitations. The original, the authentic, the beloved, the magnificent Festival of Oi coming up this Christmas Eve on The Al Franken Show.
Christmas, Happy New Year, and whatever else you might be celebrating. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's our annual Christmas show, and we say annual because we've been doing this for a number of years. The years I've worked, there have been several years when I was not working in radio, doing telemarketing or pumping gas or working at a convenience store. But tonight is our Christmas show, so stick around. We have all sorts of weird stuff planned in all 3 hours of the program. So in order to pick up on all the goodies, you're going to have to stick around. In just a few minutes, we're going to bring Molly in here, and I'm going to read to Molly the visit from St. Nick, you know, the night before Christmas. Did she poop again? Did she? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Kathy's out there putting a fresh diaper on her, because there's one thing that, you know, kind of it's difficult for me to deal with. It's a poopy diaper when I'm reading The Night Before Christmas. Also, we have a recorded Holy Day greeting from Laura Bush. We appreciate the fact that Pickles got in touch with Kathy once again this year, and we recorded this, a greeting from Pickles. As a result of literally hundreds of requests, Oh Holy Nightmare, that's how we title it, we're going to play during the second hour. That's the Oh Holy Nightmare. For those of you who heard it the first time and just freaked, you know, demanded to know where we got it, I have no idea. Do you, Kathy, have any idea? I don't either. Our music bureau, did Jim send that to us? No, he didn't? It just came? It just arrived. Okay. Oh Holy Nightmare arrived, mysteriously, much like the baby Jesus. One of our steady listeners, Nick, in Warsaw, Ohio, recorded a song, Rummy Told Me, and our webmaster, Mark Marshall, who is a musician, put some music behind it. We're going to play that one for you. Also, late this afternoon, we got a call from Arnold Schwarzenegger,
he has his version of a visit from St. Nicholas. So what else we got? Anything else, Kathy? Oh, and my reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, starting at verse 14. If you want to get your Revised Standard Version, no, King James Version of the Bible, and open it up to Luke 2, chapter 14, read along with me. When are we doing that? We're doing that in the second hour. So Arnold and Nick and Mark Marshall in the third hour, and we have the greeting from Laura Bush, and Molly will be in here in a minute for the visit from St. Nick. That's in the first hour. In the second hour, Oh Holy Nightmare and the Lou greeting. So all in all, an evening that could just crash and burn with the slightest bit of pressure from anybody. All these elements, as they call them, are very delicately balanced. Let's see what happens as we cruise into this. Now, the other thing we're looking for tonight, if you want to put your creativity to good use, Kathy posted this at the Mike Malloy website. Call us tonight. We want to hear your favorite Christmas or holiday joke, parody, carol, haiku, whatever. And if you don't want to do that, if you want to talk about stuff, if you want to talk about horror and tragedy, that's fine, too. You know me. We tried to parody A Visit from St. Nicholas, but all we came up with were some lame, disjointed couplets like this. The White House tree lay flat on the ground. Bush went to light it, but instead chopped it down. You know, that kind of crap. Or Kathy came up with Scalia and Cheney in full hunting gear flew up to the roof and shot all the reindeer. You know, that sort of stuff. So we know that you can do better than we did, than Kathy and I did. We just, we tried, you know, we tried to put it together, and it just went flat. So give it your best shot. Come up with something. If you want to, then call the program tonight with the results. You know the number, 866-303-2270. Or you can send it in an email. Send it to Kathy, malloyproducer@AOL.com. malloyproducer@AOL.com. Now, dashel away all. you didn't write that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Also, I got this off the internet. The famous question that was asked by a little girl, Virginia O'Hanlon, back in 1897. She was 8 years old, and she asked her daddy, "Is it really a Santa Claus?" And her father, of course, suggested that Virginia write to the New York Sun newspaper published back then for confirmation of the existence of Santa Claus. And there was a columnist who wrote for the Sun named Francis Church, and he replied to her letter on the editorial page. The New York Sun ran that column every Christmas Eve for about 50 years until the paper ceased publication. So at some point tonight, do we have time to do that now? What do you think? You don't think we do? All right, we'll do it. We'll do it coming up here after Molly and I do Night Before Christmas, because we've got to get her. We got to get her to bed. Right? It's like half an hour past her bedtime already. Also, WorldNet Daily. Who sent me this? Somebody sent me this. I don't go to that website. It's a right wing website. But boy, are they pissed! What they're angry about is that the Bush White House is having a Christless Christmas. There's no Christ. Now, we told you about this the other night. I had no idea it was this involved. They emphasize Santa and Rudolph, but no Jesus. And WorldNet Daily, which is an extreme neo-Nazi, right-wing, psychopathic, crazed website, published this thing yesterday about the Christless Christmas at the White House. You're not going to believe this. I want to share that one that with you too. What else we got? All kinds of some letters from listeners we want to share. And also, do you know what Klaus Jagen? It's a tradition in a Swiss town named Kusnacht. Klaus Jagen. That means literally hunting Santa. So we're going to tell you about Klaus Jagen. Yeah, we will tell you about Klaus Jagen for the men of Kusnacht. We have that. Also, an invitation that went out to Republicans that you may find. Christmas with Louise. Susan sent this to me. Susan, thank you very much. We're going to tell you the story of Christmas with Louise that you will find either. It'll either gag you or you'll think it's kind of funny. And, oh, there was good news. Now, this is for real. Good news for Saddam Hussein. You know how the neocons keep talking about he gassed his own people? You know, the Iraqi Kurds. Back in 1988 when he allegedly gave the order to Chemical Ali, who told the Iraqi army to commit genocide, yada, 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 at the town of Halabja. The news from the team prosecuting Saddam for crimes against humanity is this. They have dropped the genocide charge due to insufficient evidence. Yeah. Now, has anybody seen this on the Alphabet Soup news networks? No. They have dropped the crimes against humanity charge against Saddam, dropped the genocide charge, I should say, due to insufficient evidence. Wow. See, it is Christmas, right? What else do we have tonight? Then we have some really, really depressing stuff coming up, too. So, you know, we got the whole spectrum, the whole rainbow of fun and frivolity, serious and not so serious tonight. So do stick around for the whole thing. Stick around for as much as you can, whether you're on the road or at home or desperately listening on your computer, you know, whatever it takes. Satellite radio, I don't know. And as far as we're concerned, it is Merry Christmas. I mean, we don't have any problem with that at all. On you know, one day a year, yeah, we'll say Merry Christmas. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what most of us grew up with, whether we're Jew or Gentile. If we grew up in this country, we grew up with Merry Christmas, or Muslim. You know, it doesn't make any. Well, I guess that means you know, it doesn't make any difference which religion is tonight. We're coming at this kind of sort of from the. From the secular. So stick around. Fun begins in a moment. We're going to see if we can get a dry diaper on Molly and bring her in here and do a visit from St. Nick. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Police, stop my car. The police, they missed up. Oh, they straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop, walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop, walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no
Mm. So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the dent wreck she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Dent-A-Rex. Dent-A-Rex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Dent-A-Rex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Dent-A-Rex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Dent-A-Rex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.dentarex.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
My mom made me promise not to put her in a retirement home. I know how important independence is to my mom, but we've already had a few close calls. And I worry about her living alone. I mean, what if something were to happen and she couldn't get to the phone? I just don't think I could forgive myself. That's why I gave my mom a membership to Life Alert, the 24-hour medical emergency response service for seniors. When you sign up for Life Alert, they give you a panic button that your loved one can wear on their wrist like a watch. Then if anything were to happen, all they need to do is hit the button and help is on the way. Whether they need the paramedics, police, or fire department. I sleep a lot better knowing my mom is protected with Life Alert. And I know she's happier living in her own home.
For a free brochure that will tell you everything you need to know about the Life Alert service, call 1-800-700-4315 today. Know there's always someone there to help your loved ones when they need it. Now they can live alone without being alone. Take a moment and call Life Alert for your free brochure at 1-800-700-4315. That's 1-800-700-4315.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother...
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan?
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Past the hour. Well, that's appropriate music. The Nutcracker? From the Nutcracker. All right, let's bring Molly in here and give this a shot. I don't know how this is going to work, but let's try it. This began, about 20 years ago when my now 26-year-old son was 6 years old, and I had just started in radio, and it was the night before Christmas, and... I took Chris with me to work because I didn't have a babysitter that night, and didn't know what to do with him once I got there. So we were talking about Christmas stuff, and then I said, "Come here, sit on my lap. I'm going to read you the night before Christmas," and that's how it started. Here comes. Is she? Did you change your diaper?
Okey-doke.
Is she okay?
She's right here. You go.
Okay, let me have her. Come here. All right, come here. Come on over here. Oh, you don't smell poopy. Well, that's good. Okay, here, sit on Daddy's lap. Okay, now, I'm going to read you something, okay? Now. All right, you ready for Daddy to tell you the night before Christmas? Here, don't. Try not to grab the microphone, okay? Okay, now, this was written by, they thought it was a guy named Clement Clark Moore, but turns out it probably was a guy named Major Henry Livingston, Jr. Not that you care, but... Okay, now take it easy on the microphone. Oh, you got a burp there? Okay. Take it easy on the microphone now. You ready? Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children, that would be you, were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. You know what a sugar plum is? Huh? And Mom in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Kind of like when you start crying in the middle of the night, right? And we'd jump up. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. What does the reindeer say? Doggy says, woof. What does the reindeer say? Nothing, I know. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. You like this? Hmm? What do you think? As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the panting, well, that's really the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, Molly, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. Kind of like yours, right? His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Can you laugh? Huh? It's getting sleepy time for you, isn't it? Yeah. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He smoked not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. And then he turned with a jerk and, laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Do you like that? Right, come here, Kathy. Come and get her. All right, hold on. All right, Molly, come on. It's time to go. Come on, Molly. God, you can't get her away from the microphone. You got her?
I got her.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Oh, my God. All right, turn on the white noise out there and see if you can get her to sleep, right? Ah. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Attention Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. And that's why now is a great time to replace them with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, which may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes it simple and affordable. Call 1-800-448-6600 and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. It's Christmas Eve, and we're regifting. That's right. It's one of our best shows ever, Morning Sedition from Boston. Our guests include openly liberal Congressman Barney Frank on Canada's Supreme Court clearing the way for gay marriage, plus a stunning acoustic set by singer Ted Leo, and a very special in-person visit from Lawton Smalls on Friday's Morning Sedition.
About 25 before the hour. If you have a poem, a joke, a song, a satire, whatever, we'd like to hear from you. And by the way, we got an email from our Ben Birch, who archives the program at whiterosesociety.org. And he said, Mike, I don't know if you heard this, but Walter Reed has now had so many phone cards sent to them, they cannot imagine using them all before they expire. Tonight might be a good time to mention this on the air as both a success story and to inform people to stop sending them. And then Ben sends me an article from Snopes.com. It says, we contacted the folks at Walter Reed Army Medical Center to inquire about the much-forwarded request for phone cards for injured soldiers. According to the harried young man who answered the phone, they asked that those wishing to donate such items to hold off until March 2005 because they already have far more than they need. One of our readers who made a similar call says earlier he was told they had been well-blessed with phone cards and were having trouble using them before they expired. That's from Snopes.com. Thanks, Ben, for letting us know. So we have it, still have it up on our website. We'll be taking it down tonight. We and the listeners of this program, all of us, were a very small part of that. That's been all over the place. And, wow, it's good to hear that. It's good to hear that. Who we got here? Jim is calling from Oregon. Jim, welcome to the program. Yo, Jim in Oregon. Hold on a second, Jim. We'll come to you in a second here. Jim in Oregon. There's Jim in Oregon. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Michael. Good evening to you, bud.
Hey, thank you. Back at you.
Yeah, so I got a few limericks for you if you want.
These limericks?
Yeah, limericks. Are you up for limericks?
They'll work on family radio?
Oh, yep, absolutely.
All right, let her rip.
It's done by my friend R. Wiley.
Oh, I've known R. Wiley for years.
Yeah, he's a good one. You ready for number one?
I'm ready.
Okay, says W from a high-income bracket. Commander-in-chief is such a good racket. Responsibility galore, and it's not much more than getting to wear a cool jacket.
Okay. All right, that gets a high mark. What else you got?
Oh, I got tons of them. Hold on a second here, and I'll pop them up. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
George Bush in a political con boosts Halliburton, Pfizer, and Exxon. His economics he defends. Political capital he spends while single moms cut out coupons.
Oh, those are wicked, right?
I got some more. R. Riley is an amazing guy, eh? He blogs with us on the MRR bloggy.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Want another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Invest. Whoa, wait a second. That one's X-rated. I got to go to the next one.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And say hello to Molly.
I'll do it. Well, okay. She's asleep now.
Okay. Okay, this one is fine.
Okay.
Invest in your future, they say, with Social Security, the Bush way. The suits on the streets will eat lobster for treats, and your retirement will be disappeared away.
All right, Jim in Oregon, thank you. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. And happy holiday, if whichever way you want it. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Earl is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. Earl, welcome to the program. Hey, Earl.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm actually, my dad, Arby, is hosting a couple guests for a party, so I'm here in my room listening on Sat Radio.
You got sent to your room because your old man's having a party?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very fair, but okay. Well, what you got for me?
I've actually got a story and a little poem, kind of.
Okay, go ahead.
The story was my grandpa used to play Santa at the youth night that I went to, and well, it was like the church or whatever. And I went there for when I was like, I think, 6 or 7. And I was sitting on my grandpa's lap. I didn't know what was him at the time. And I pulled down the beard, curious like little kids are,
sure.
And scared myself silly and ended up avoiding him. And it was really funny at the time.
Yeah, well, a lot of stuff happens that way. It's hysterically funny at the time, yeah.
But I've got a psalm of Bush.
Okay, let her rip.
Going around the internet, and my dad got a hold of it.
Okay, Earl.
Bush is my shepherd, I shall not lie. He leadeth me beside the still farms and small towns. He restoreth my doubt in the Republican Party. He guideth me down the path of untold debt for party's sake. My wages he will freeze, but my expenses runneth over my income. He cutteth taxes for the wealthiest, surely. Poverty and hard living shall follow the Republican Party, and I shall live in a rented house forever.
That's the 23rd Psalm vis-a-vis George Bush, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Earl, thanks for checking in, pal. What you ought to do here is sneak down. Are you upstairs in your room?
We're in the apartment, so I'm just down the hallway.
Okay, well, sneak down the hallway and, you know, see what's going on with the oldies, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Earl.
I'll
thanks for checking in. All right. Take care. You have a nice evening. I think we ought to play the recorded message from Pickles, from Laura Pickles Bush. Kathy, I don't know how Kathy managed to establish a relationship, but she did, and this is what Pickles sent us.
My fellow Americans, this Christmas the President and I will spend our holy days in the White House behind bolted doors, comfy cozy in the knowledge that the Secret Service will pick off any nosy member of the public who tries to get within 50 feet of our lovely taxpayer's tree. For the past several years, we have kicked off the baby Jesus' birthday by sipping an oversized mug of my fabulous cocoa, while we honor our Yuletide tradition of leaving messages on our daughters' voicemails telling them at which liquor store Santa gave them a store credit. I'm told that every Christmas, Jenna and Barbara enjoy their traditional spirited competition of downing alternating red and green shot glasses filled with things that, as a concerned mother, I stopped asking about a long time ago. Every American family celebrates Christmas in its own special way. That is what makes our country so wonderful, its commitment to celebrate and honor diversity. What is important is that no matter how we celebrate Christmas, we are all honoring the birth of our Lord and Savior, the only path that leads away from the smoldering brimstone furnaces of an everlasting hell. During the 8 years that we will be in office, the President and I want to make it a holy day's tradition to spend thousands of taxpayer dollars on decorations the American public will only briefly glimpse on television. So from our house, which you'll never see, to your house, which we honestly don't care about, this is Laura Pickles Bush wishing almost all of you happy holy days.
Are we included in that wishing almost all of you? Huh? I hope not. 'Twas the night before Christmas, or as the Jews say, the eve of the year's most boringest day. The stores were all closing, the shopping was finished, just like the dead hopes of poor Dennis Kucinich. The TV was full of reindeer and carols of Scrooge and of Santa and other such perils. At least, thought the author, there is Mike Malloy, a sensible dude, at least for a goy. But what did I hear when I sat down to listen? Something's not right, there's something missing. For Mike is not ranting, not raving, not yelling. A real Christmas story to Molly he's telling. Please tell me he'll be back. Cut all this treacle. Shouting it all. Did I tell you yet how much I hate these people? Oh, my God. Now, that's what we're looking for. Luna sent that in. That's great. Good Lord, that's great. Send me some more. We love that. Man, I'm going to have that framed, Kathy. Let's take that to Office Max and have it framed, huh? I love that. If you have something, send it to Malloy Producer@AOL.com, and Kathy will forward it to me, or call 866-303-2270. Neil is calling from Colorado. Neil, welcome to the program.
Oh, hey. Happy holidays to everyone, and Merry Christmas, Mike.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Well, I love those songs that you were playing earlier, and I think they're just, like, wonderful Christmas songs. And, you know, it's like this time of the year, I think everybody should just, like, be enjoying the holiday season. But, like, the thing I'm somewhat worried about is, like, every year, like, Christmas becomes more and more commercial.
Isn't that the truth?
I know. And, like, this year, I mean, we started Christmas, like, 2 months ago already. And like, everybody was trying to sell their Christmas toys and their Christmas presents. And I think it's just like this commercialization has taken over, like, the entire holiday spirit.
Well, it has, Neil. But that, and Neil, thanks for checking in, pal. That's true. It's been heading that direction for what, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, ever since they decided that Christmas was something to be marketed. Ow! Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Sirius Black has escaped from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kurz.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good, brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. so many people have found that CordaSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CordaSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CordaSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's
1-866-492-2500. And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
Yeah, okay. Sit down. Shut up. Please. Happy Festivus, y'all. Are you gathering by the pole later tonight for feats of strength? God, I miss Seinfeld. I can't help it. I just do. Doc sent this to me. It's written by a woman named Carol. It says, Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus represents the hope of humanity that we will yet find a way out of the mess we've made on this beautiful planet. We have the potential within us to speak truth to power and suffer the consequences, even death on a cross. We have the ability to love one another and forgive one another for past wrongs. We have the ability to cooperate, compromise, and consider the common good rather than our own egotistic needs. Humanity carries an aggressive set of genes that manifest in some people more than others. In some prisons, such people are labeled predators and are segregated from the main population. They are often successful in business and politics. The U.S. has been taken over by an especially predatory group of people who arrogantly flaunt every law, every standard of decency, who love war while proclaiming themselves to be chosen by God. But Jesus came for the poor and the needy, and he came to bring peace. Things can change quickly. As his mother Mary said, the Almighty has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. Thanks, Doc. Yeah. Ken is calling from Brooklyn. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I don't get a chance to listen to you much, but I was listening to you last night when you talked about You recited something from Woodstock. I have.
Yeah. That was Hugh Romney, Wavy Gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed the last piece of it where somebody said, "Pass the kosher bacon." I actually saw it in first release out in San Francisco back in 1970.
Someone said that?
Yes.
Pass the kosher bacon. How do you make kosher bacon?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
As I said, I don't get a chance to listen to you that much, except when I'm working really late.
Yeah, yeah.
Or driving home from a rehearsal.
Yeah.
And it's just from a dinner. What I wanted to say was, what I wanted to do is wish the 50-plus percent of the people in the United States that would appreciate it and the 95%-plus people in the rest of the world that would appreciate it. What I wish for them for Christmas or for whatever holiday they want to celebrate is that this crime family you keep on talking about,
yeah,
you're frequently talking about,
yeah,
I wish they end up in the prison of their choice.
Yeah.
The whole group of them,
mm-hmm,
not just the family, but all their cohorts, you know, the people that decided to pull off this sham in Iraq.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, Ken. You think that Martha Stewart's in prison for making a phone call, and the Bush crime family, all of them, are walking around.
Hey, that was the name Bush.
Yeah, Bush. Walking around spending money, spending millions, spending billions on whatever they choose, and they're not in prison. Martha Stewart makes a phone call. She's in prison for 6 months. Nice, huh?
Well, I got another question for you.
Sure.
This is something that has troubled me since we first started hearing all of this crap. We, as a nation, have set up a precedent now. Our country had weapons of mass destruction. They were not friendly to us, so we have a right to go and invade them.
Yeah.
Okay. And what if somebody larger than the United States, of which there are several,
yeah,
makes the same decision? We've set the precedent.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
That was a big argument against preemptive war. Other nations have tried it, kind of, sort of. That's the reason we have agreements.
I haven't heard anybody making this argument.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for over 2 years now. How come nobody is making this? Why did we do this? Why were we allowed to do this?
Because the leaders of this country are insane? That's a good starting point. And if they're not insane, they just don't give a tinker's damn. Why are we shredding documents like the Geneva Conventions? What happens when our soldiers, wherever they may wind up, get captured by an enemy that says, well, we don't have to abide by this. They didn't. Here, let's rip an arm off.
Oh, you know, I was talking to one of your competing stations a couple months ago.
Yeah.
They were talking about the fact that people are being kept for multiple years without benefit of counsel, and why shouldn't we keep them? And I tried to explain, because keeping them without due process turns people into enemies. Well, we're not trying to create friends. It's not a matter of you're never going to turn that person into a friend.
That's right.
But you're going to turn their whole family and all their friends into enemies.
And their tribe, their nation, whatever. Yeah, yeah, of course.
What's wrong with these lunatics?
There you go. Lunatics.
My wife will tell you that, you know, before this past election, maybe the United States had another 50 years as a preeminent power.
Yeah.
Since the election, nah. Give it 20 more years.
I hear you. I hear you.
We'll be a third world nation.
I hear you. Ken, we got a break. Thanks, pal. Merry Christmas to you, all right? Or happy holiday or whatever.
Whatever.
All right. Take care. All right. Quick break coming up. Two more hours of holiday fun and frivolity, and then we're off until Tuesday the 28th. I'm just going to take 2 days off. Don't panic. If you have a poem, a song, a joke, satire, whatever we'd like to hear from you, you can email it, malloyproducer@AOL.com, or call us, 866-303-2270. The Malloy Christmas extravaganza continues. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Down to the final stretch, get down to Sears and get new gift ideas at the last minute gift sale. Warmer Heart, sweaters are 50% off. Make Her Shine, all fine jewelry is 40 to 60% off. And all small kitchen appliances are on sale too. Save on all TVs, DVD players, camcorders, and digital cameras. But hurry, they're sure to be gone in a flash. The last minute gift sale. Sears, good life, great price.
Exclusive supply, see store for details. Sale 12/22/04 to 12/24/04.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. Do you feel safer this Christmas than you did last Christmas? What is the latest word on the possibility of terrorism during the Christmas and New Year's holidays? Well, the Associated Press says security officials are saying there's a noticeable lack of chatter to suggest any specific plot is in the works. FBI counterterrorism and counterintelligence chief Gary Bald says while there's a lot going on under the surface, there are no big waves, but he says that doesn't mean nothing's up. Last December, you might remember, the threat level was raised to orange, and some flights to the U.S. from Paris, London, Scotland, and elsewhere were canceled. Experts are saying the relative calm and the lack of an al-Qaeda attack on the U.S. homeland since 9/11 should not be viewed as evidence of a decisive victory over terrorists. We hope Christmas is just another day with no violence. That's what an American soldier stationed in Mosul, Iraq, tells the Associated Press. Earlier this week, Mosul was the site of the single deadliest attack on soldiers since the war began in Iraq. For most soldiers, Christmas will be another day of work, but they do have Christmas trees and presents to open. The soldiers say they're getting lots of care packages from their families and from school children around the country. In Germany, the commander of a U.S. military hospital there said that she hoped many of the 35 wounded taken there for treatment after the Mosul explosion would be able to return to the United States in time for Christmas. Many had serious injuries, but all were expected to survive. Let's hope heartburn is the worst thing anyone has to endure over the holidays. How do you get heartburn? Well, Dr. Mel Wilcox is glad you asked.
Take it slow and easy. Moderation is in order, but if it's that time of year and you have a little difficulty controlling yourself and keeping some antacids handy.
Dr. Wilcox is with the American Gastroenterological Association, so he knows wherever he speaks. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, that's easier said than done for a lot of holiday travelers. Today, storms have shut down highways and stranded a lot of travelers. The massive storm system has brought activity to a halt in parts of the Midwest and the South, leading to a state of emergency in Indiana. And from Ohio to Wyoming, people are shoveling out from under a foot of snow or more. Score one for Democrats. Christine Gregoire has won the Washington governor's race by 130 votes over Republican Dino Rossi, according to the final recount results from King County. King County was the last county to report in the statewide hand recount. That's the third count of ballots in the governor's election. Those results have not been certified, and they will probably be challenged in court. And the Food and Drug Administration has offered a sweeping review of has ordered a sweeping review of studies involving prescription painkillers like Celebrex and Bextra. They are part of the class called COX-2 inhibitors, and recent studies have highlighted the heart risks from those drugs and caused quite a stir among doctors and patients. The FDA is warning people to be careful with any other type of pain reliever. You're listening to Air America Radio News, and my name is Mark Shearer.
This holiday season, for the best deal in photo printing, only Epson offers you an all-in-one that's loaded with amazing features. Like card slots for direct printing for memory cards and exclusive DuraBrite individual ink cartridges for water, smudge, and fade-resistant photos. It's also the only one that lets you restore the color of your old photos. And the CX4600 is all yours for around $99 after a $30 mail-in rebate. Buy now and get a $20 holiday shopping card. Visit Epson.com for details.
Another holiday tip from Epson. Try something different this year. Instead of holiday cards, send out customized CDs. All you need is a PC and the Epson Stylus Photo R320. You can print customized holiday labels directly onto each disc. No ugly markers or sticky labels that can peel off. The R320 even comes with a built-in color preview monitor. Happy holidays from Epson. The R320 is available now for only $199. Buy any digital camera, PC, or Mac and get a $50 mail-in rebate. Find out more at Epson.com/promotions.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old buddy Jill Sobule. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
And a half past the hour. Call it Yulapalooza 2004 if you like. We have more fun and frivolity than a barrel of flying monkeys tonight. Still to come, A Holy Nightmare, a visit from D'Arnold, a little rummy boy, and a reading from Luke. Since I like the mythology of the season, I like the pagan part of it, the Christian part of it. I really do. Plus your calls and emails, so keep it coming. Okay. I want to do this one. None of us are old enough to remember the original here that was published in the New York Sun 107 years ago. 8-year-old little girl, Virginia O'Hanlon. She wanted to know if there was really a Christmas, so her father said, "Why don't you write and ask the paper?" Write the New York Sun, because they know, you know, they know what's right, what's wrong, what's true, what's fiction. So the kid wrote. Here's what the little girl wrote. "Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there's no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street." Francis Church was a columnist for The Sun, and he replied to her letter on the editorial page. Here's what he wrote. Dear Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are, unseen and unseeable, in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, not even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond it. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Aww. I like that. Notice the difference in style of a writer writing ostensibly to a 10-year-old back then, 107 years ago, you know. But I guess kids back then were considered to be little adults, weren't they? Just tiny little adults. Dean is calling from Connecticut. Dean, welcome to the program. Hey, Dean.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Great to talk to you.
Well, my pleasure.
First of all, I'd like to send a big shout-out to all my friends at Democratic Underground, the best damn website in cyberspace.
It is indeed.
You got a big audience at DU, buddy, I can tell you that.
They're good people. Good people. Love them.
Well, the reason I'm calling is I wrote a song parody for Christmas that I thought you and your audience might enjoy.
Well, I'm sure we would. Are you going to sing it, play it, recite it?
I'll have to sing it. I don't play an instrument, but...
Okay.
Okay, there is one thing I need to mention. It has a euphemism for genitalia in it. Is that going to be a problem?
Balls?
No, it's not actually that bad.
Okay.
I was just checking, Mike. I do radio myself, so...
Okay,
you know,
okay,
I understand the whole FCC thing.
I trust you. Go for it.
All right, here we go. You know Coulter, O'Reilly, Krauthammer, and Tucker... Scumbag right-wingers who play folks for suckers. But do you recall the most famous blowhard of all? Rushy the rude right-winger had a very tiny dong. And if you ever saw it, you would say it was not long.
Oh, God.
All of the kids in high school used to laugh about his weight. They used to say, poor Rushy, couldn't even buy a date. Then he grew up fat and mean and went on the air. His views leaned far to the right. He made $1 million overnight. Now all the losers love him as he spouts his hate-filled pap. Rushy the rude right winger, you're completely full of crap.
Yay! Yay! That's a good one. I like that.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to perform.
Absolutely. You need to put that on a CD and get a good band behind you and send a copy to Rush.
I would love to do that. I just got to get a hold of some of my musician friends or something.
There you go. There you go. Well, thanks. Thanks for sharing it with us. That's I like that. I like that a lot, Dean.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Mike. Keep kicking ass, all right?
All right, sir. And Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday or whatever you celebrate, all right? Blessed
okay,
be. Blessed be. Merry meet and merry meet again. Okay, where are we? Chris is calling from Brooklyn. Chris, welcome to the program.
Oh, Mike.
Hey, Chris.
Mike, you're the best. You're the best. I love you, man. You know, Mike, they're scared of me on the other end of the dial. They don't even take my calls anymore. I make them look so stupid.
Is that the truth?
Yeah, Sean Hannity runs from me.
I bet he does.
Because I'm a historian. He's so afraid of me. I just make him look so dumb. Look, I got a little poem for you I wrote.
All right. If you can you do it in 2 minutes?
Yeah, it'll be quick.
Go ahead.
When Judgment Day comes, Bush will have to stop lying and bull skating. He'll be down in hell with his cronies trying to sell his lies to Satan. That's it.
That's a short one. That's a short one, Chris.
Well, Mike, I just want to tell you, man, you got it going on. I'm trying to tell everybody to tune in to you.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. I appreciate that. Spread the word.
Mike.
Spread the word.
I will. Merry Christmas.
You got to get it out there. Thanks, Chris. Merry Christmas to you, too. That was short, wasn't it? That was short. Where are we? Read what, Kathy? What'd you want me to do? Huh? Yeah, I'll get to that. I just don't think the night before Christmas in Iraq? No? Which? Okay, we'll do it. We'll get it after the break because we have a break coming up here. We're at 866-303-2270. If you've got something to say, get us said tonight. Come on. I realize we are not doing what we normally do on this program, but so what? We'll be talking with Dan Schuler in a moment after the break. He is one of the people who handled the recount in Washington State, which finally produced a factual, truthful, honest result, and that is the woman running for governor was elected. So we'll be talking with Dan in a couple of minutes. And again, if you've tried to get to the program many, many nights and couldn't because the line was busy, tonight is a good time to get through because nobody, I think we have two people on the phone holding. So we have about five open lines. Phone number is 866-303-2270. So jump in here and join us. All right? We have a lot more on the program for you tonight coming up, but right now, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
With a little stress, like spaghetti, it holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking round in women's underwear. Lacy things, men's hands,
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo.
If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This holiday season, get the best sleep possible. Hi, I'm David Spittle of Dormia Mattress. Sleep is more than a time out from daily life. A good night's sleep leaves you feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to tackle the day. When you don't get enough sleep, you may feel less vigorous and perhaps more irritable and fatigued. Lack of sleep not only affects your energy, but also your mental state. You may lose patience quickly and become less productive at work. Now, you wouldn't want that to happen, especially during the holidays. When you sleep on a Dormia mattress, you get the best sleep possible. Imagine not tossing and turning all night while you gently sink into a cushion of support and comfort. Our memory foam mattress is molded to your body, providing you with a deeper sleep than you ever thought possible. So, come experience this amazing mattress and also save during our holiday sale. Dormia at the Garden State Plaza, the Willowbrook Mall, the Danbury Fair Mall, the Palisades Center, the Poughkeepsie Galleria, the Galleria Crystal Run in Middletown, and now open on Central Avenue in Scarsdale. Or visit us online at Dormia.com. Dormia mattresses. Sleep better. Feel great.
Does going to the doctor make you nervous? Does sitting in a dentist chair make you crazy? Does flying make you want to jump out of your skin, if not the plane? Do social situations make you reach for alcohol? Are you carrying pills for anxiety or depression in your pocket or purse right now? Have you heard these radio commercials before and said, "Hey, that's me," and yet you haven't called for this free tape? Are you really willing to let anxiety rob you of happiness and confidence forever? Do you want to continue to depend on alcohol or medication for relief? You've only got one life. Do you know there really is a better way? Please, call right now for a wonderful free tape that could change your life and show you how to help yourself. Help is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-600-9202 for this wonderful free tape. That's 1-800-600-9202. Call 1-800-600-9202.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next or the rest of your life. That's what I asked. I said 4,000 hours.
Jesus. Go to bed, Bush, will you? Just go to bed. Just go away. Here, I got a nice glass of Kool-Aid for you. Oh, God. All right. We had so many requests for this that we're going to have to do it again. We call it Oh Holy Nightmare. It's Oh Holy Night is done by, I don't know who did this. I have no earthly idea, but I hope you have something to record it with, or you can get it off White Rose Society's website probably tomorrow or right after Christmas. You know, just look for tonight's program. But here it is, in response to a rapidly diminishing number of requests, Oh Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error high. Till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine.
Okay, it's not Springsteen or Crosby, but what the hell? I love Christmas music, don't you? I'm just let's talk very quickly here with Dan Schuler, who's checking in from Seattle, one of the people involved in making sure that democracy got a fair shake in that state. Hey, Dan.
Hey, hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, what was that? It sounded to me like Roseanne Barr had a sex change or something. Is that what that was?
I have no earthly idea, but that's a great carol. I love that song. Now, is it official yet?
It is. And Even the Republican Secretary of State of Washington State has said this is a done deal, and he's urging the Republicans to sort of back off on their threats to keep going. They have some. I spent the day today driving around the Seattle area and doing a little shopping, and I got to listen to all the sort of conservative Republican.
Yeah.
Planted radio stations just popping up and down all over themselves today, trying to figure out what they were going to do. And the callers were calling in, and the hosts were just—they were salivating at the idea of what they could, and what kind of skullduggery they could pull out. And the one scheme that they seem to be focusing on is they want to have all the canvassing boards go back to the get back to work and find some more ballots for Dino.
Yeah, well, find some.
What was funny though was that the Republican Secretary of State said, "You better not do that. It's illegal." And
well, that doesn't mean anything to a Republican. What the hell do they care, right?
Right.
Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Dan. I'll tell you what, we're going to be off tomorrow night and Monday night. We'll be back Tuesday, and call us Tuesday, and if there's any further developments, let us know, okay?
I'll do that.
All right, okay, sir. Thanks for checking in, Dan. Take care, and God bless you folks who made sure that representative government is still alive somewhere in this country.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
My mom made me promise not to put her in a retirement home. I know how important independence is to my mom, but we've already had a few close calls. And I worry about her living alone. I mean, what if something were to happen and she couldn't get to the phone? I just don't think I could forgive myself. That's why I gave my mom a membership to Life Alert, the 24-hour medical emergency response service for seniors. When you sign up for Life Alert, they give you a panic button that your loved one can wear on their wrist like a watch. Then if anything were to happen, all they need to do is hit the button and help is on the way. Whether they need the paramedics, police, or fire department, I sleep a lot better knowing my mom is protected with Life Alert, and I know she's happier living in her own home.
For a free brochure that will tell you everything you need to know about the Life Alert service, call 1-800-700-4315 today. Know there's always someone there to help your loved ones when they need it. Now they can live alone without being alone. Take a moment and call Life Alert for your free brochure at 1-800-700-4315. That's 1-800-700-4315.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price.
lesson.
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Unfiltered.
So even though Bush wants to keep us out of the international court, it may be that other countries' involvement in it and the laws that devolve from that allow us to bring cases against people in other countries. That said, Donald Rumsfeld getting put in a German prison isn't going to happen. But the idea is
but
that,
don't you love to just think about it?
The image. You know, I want to frost it on a cake. I like the image so much.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Oh, you weasel. Oh, my God, he's a weasel. All right, we're at 866-303-2270. Jewel is calling from Portland, Oregon. Jewel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey.
I'm glad you're on the air. I've been involved with community radio here at KVOO here in Portland.
Uh-huh.
We are a community-run, community-sponsored radio station, so we don't have to answer to corporate anybody.
That's wonderful. That's kind of like Air America.
Yes. We were sued, except we don't have commercials. We were sued by the FCC for using what they determined to be foul language after 10 p.m. at night,
uh-huh.
And we won. But I just thought everybody's ranting and raving about this being politically correct at Christmas time.
Right.
Which is sort of an oxymoron. I mean, doesn't that sort of get into the gray area of the separation of church and state and what's politically correct and who's going to mandate it?
Yeah, no, I just wish people would chill, take a break. If somebody wants to say Merry Christmas, say it.
That's the whole thing. And see, everybody is saying, okay, we're not going to have trees in the schools. We're not going to have carols in the schools. We're not going to have this in the school. We're not going to have that in the school. Why, instead of excluding it, why don't we include it all so we learn about everything that's going on in the world and everybody and what their beliefs are and how they work so that we can get along in the world? I know there's not a lot of money in that, which seems to be what is driving Christmas now. That's PC.
Well, you're being way too reasonable and logical, Jewel. You know, it's just way too logical. In the first place, I think the pagan aspects of Christmas ought to be in all the schools. The holly, the ivy, the mistletoe, the Christmas tree. The religious aspects ought to be in the home if you believe in it. But talk about it. Talk to your family about it. As far as the public square, no. Hell no. 1,000 times no. I don't
Absolutely.
Care what the religion is. I don't care. Any religion. Keep it out of the public square. That's all. Very simple.
Yep. And I have a psalm for you.
How quick is it?
Very quick.
Okay, let her rip.
This is the new psalm. Bush is my shepherd, I shall be in want. He leadeth me beside the still factories. He maketh me to lie down on park benches and empty doorways. He restoreth my doubts about the Republican Party. He guideth me into the paths of unemployment for the party's sake. I do fear the evildoers, for they talketh amongst themselves secretly, constantly. Thy tax cuts for the rich and thy deficit spending, they do discomfort me. Thou anointest me with never-ending debt, and my savings and assets shall be gone soon, and surely hard living and poverty shall follow me, and my jobless child shall dwell in a basement forever.
Right, yeah.
Very Holiday.
Yeah, it's very. I love that. That's yeah. I've seen that on the internet. I'm glad you decided to read it. I was going to read it, but then somebody will see that and bring it to the program. That's great, Jewel. Thank you so much. You have a nice holiday, or Merry Christmas, or whatever. All right.
Merry Pagan Solstice and all the other stuff too.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, ma'am.
Cheers.
Don't forget Festivus. Oh, little burp there. Wow, Kathy brought in some eggnog tonight. I have, there's a thing that I do that I started, again, this goes back my early days in radio. I didn't get into radio until I was solidly in middle age. And anyway, you know, like I told you earlier, I had Chris, and he was 6 years old at the time. He's 26 now. But in addition to reading The Night Before Christmas or A Visit from St. Nick or whatever the real title is, I also did a reading from Luke, the one that most people are familiar with from the King James Version of the Bible. It's Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 14. And that has become sort of a tradition. And I remember, for me, and I remember a couple of years ago when I was in doing radio in Chicago, and we did our Christmas show. Remember who we had on that one night? We had Lester Holt. Remember when Lester was working for the CBS affiliate, I think, and before he went on to the big time, or NBC affiliate, and then he went on to the big time at MSNBC. But we used to have guests come in the studio at WLS in Chicago and, you know, have a just a flat-out, full-blown Christmas party. Since we now broadcast from a little bunker here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains and nobody wants to come here anyway, we don't quite do the same. But I read the story from Luke as recorded by Luke in the Gospel of Luke, and somebody called in and said, you know, why do you do that? You've said on the air you don't... you know, you're not a Christian. You don't believe this stuff. Why do you? And I had to explain to them, look, you don't have to be a pagan to appreciate that mythology. You don't have to be Jewish to appreciate their stories. You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate their stories. You understand what I'm saying? So the idea that only people who subscribe to a certain faith or belief can enjoy the aspects of that faith or belief to me is kind of stupid, you know. Do I subscribe to a religion? No, and I've said it before on the radio, on the program. I've said why. I think I have a spiritual nature, but it's not grounded in religion. It just isn't. So anyway, in keeping with that spirit, that tradition, I am about to read for you the original Christmas story as recorded by the gospel writer Luke. If you'd like to follow around, follow along, open your King James Version of the Bible and follow with me. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 14. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them
in the end. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year
America's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kaz.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good. Brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
'Twas the night before Bowl Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up 3 TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
La, 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 blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
You don't measure. You just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Decorate.
Oh man, the guy is such a freak, I swear to God. Jackie is calling from Akron, Ohio. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Oh, it's so good to talk to you.
Hey, my pleasure.
No, it is mine, because I'm almost addicted to your show, which is kind of sad, because while you're gone, I might have to go into rehab. But your outrage somehow calms mine, and that's... I don't know how, but it's so helpful.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't want to take too much of your time, but while I've been on hold here, I've been writing. I tried to make it poetic what I wanted to say, and I almost finished it, but I'm a Jewish girl, and I just wanted to just shed some light how it feels as a child in America, and this is like it's scratched out here, so it'll probably be choppy. As a young Jewish girl, many years past, Xmas time made me feel like a real outcast. What I never could get was, since Christ was a Jew, why was Christmas for Gentiles and not for us too? Was Jesus and Santa somehow related? If so, why did I feel so obfuscated? Then back at school, I would ask about comfort and joy, but they all rated the season by the number of toys. As the years went by, corporate greed seemed to fuel, and I resented December was hijacked by Yule, and that's the first I got. But I want to, my whole bottom line is that now, as an old broad, I am so grateful that I don't have to be out in that mess, and I am so happy to be a Jew. In fact, most of my goyish friends wish they were Jewish at this point, because
sure.
They, you know, I even help them wrap their prep, but I don't have to do any of it, and I'm so happy. As a kid, though, I was so ripped off.
I used to wonder when I went to elementary and secondary school, a lot of Jewish kids in our neighborhood back in the day, and towards the end of my high school career, all of a sudden we had Muslim kids, and a few in the high school, not many, but a few. And I used to watch these other kids, the ones who were not brought up in the mainstream Christian thing, and I used to wonder, God, what do they do? No Christmas tree.
Right, and what are they thinking when the whole world takes over?
I know.
I mean, Bill O'Reilly's so crying because there's no Christmas. I mean, the whole world is Christmas. And it's so ridiculous. But also those were the days before even the TV networks with the Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends.
Yeah,
was even before that. Most of my friends never knew the word Hanukkah. And Hanukkah has nothing to do with Christmas, but the corporations wanted to tie it in so they could get because it was like, it was like an apple, an orange, a pencil case. We didn't get like extravagant gifts, and it wasn't about gifts really. It was more about lighting candles and eating potato latkes. But I'm just so happy not to be in Christmas now and I feel sorry for you all, really. But I do, because it's more I don't see that much of the spirit anywhere. It's just greed and stress. I mean, people have to do all this stuff because the stores tell them they do, and it's so stressful for most of my friends that they don't even enjoy it. It's like, thank God it's over.
I know, and you're absolutely right. It's a shame. The early Christians in this country, I'm talking about those crazy, wild and crazy Puritans who had a habit of, accusing people of witchery and then burning them at the stake. But they decided that the celebration of Christmas was just horrible, ugly. You didn't dare do it. And I was reading something just the other day, how this religious mass became so dominant in the United States. And it was only here, it's my understanding, that it took off the way it took off. And only in the, I think it was post-Civil War, 1870s, 1880s, around the turn of the 20th century, when it started to get insane, and it's gotten insaner and insaner.
Well, just in my lifetime, I grew up in the 50s, and just in that time, it was never as bad, and of course, as it is now. But it is amazing how it's.
And the crazy part are these people who are saying, well, there's not enough Christ in the commercialism. So
now, what are those people doing?
Yeah, what's up with that? Put Christ in front of the Macy's store.
Exactly.
I mean, it's insane.
Never really. I mean, I know a lot of people, and I only know a small handful that even went to mass or did anything religious at all. All
right.
Christmas was about was a tree, Santa Claus, and toys, and more, and it was never religious. And for the most part, I'm sure there's some people, of course, that do. But in general, I don't see. I've never seen a lot of religion. And that
no. And Christian kids or Gentile kids are all taught the same thing: be good because Santa Claus is watching.
Exactly, and you'll get more loot if you're good.
And if you're not,
shut up, and we'll give you presents.
What was it when I was a kid growing up? It was if you're not good, your stocking would be filled
with
coal and sticks.
Exactly.
And you know, I couldn't figure it out. Stocking, schmocking. We didn't have, you know, we didn't have a chimney. We lived in a three-story walk-up.
Exactly. You know? I mean... Right, and as soon as kids start getting smart enough to think for themselves, they know it's all baloney, but they also know how they can get the most out of the situation, and they learn how to manipulate just to get more toys. And then I have watched so many of my friends' families on Christmas morning open their presents. It is disgusting.
It's like, I mean, it's like sharks feeding.
It is. They're insane, and they're just whipping and tearing. They don't even look at anything. They don't care about anything. It's just, give me the next one. Give me the next one.
Baby Jesus, baby Jesus.
Exactly. I know. So there's your Christmas, Bill O'Reilly. And Jackie,
thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much for that. For you.
All right. Take care. Take care. Like sharks feeding. What are we gonna do with Molly? We were talking about this the other night. I think what we ought to do with Molly, Kathy, is kind of similar to what I did with Chris when he was a kid growing up, and that is just keep her head clear of all religion. She can make her own decision when she gets older. But I want to teach you the pagan aspects of Christmas, the holly bush and the Yule log and the tree, and right?
You're not going to tell her that if she's not a good girl, Santa will come down the chimney and eat her up?
No, no. I'm not going to tell her that. Because I'm going to tell her that all kids are good, you know. Quick break. We'll be back. Coming up next hour, Rummy Told Me and a visit from St. Nicholas is read by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Kmart is making this a holiday to remember. There's so many less fortunate people out there who deserve a nice Christmas. So if you know someone who's down on their luck this season, or if you can't afford your own Christmas, visit lisaatnight.com and follow the instructions. In your message, tell me why you or someone you love deserves a Kmart Christmas and what Kmart should award them with. Remember, it must be something valued up to $500. Visit lisaatnight.com or kmartchristmas.com for official rules. Brought to you by Kmart, making Christmas wishes come true. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older to enter.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. Do you feel safer this Christmas than you did last Christmas? What is the latest word on the possibility of terrorism during the Christmas and New Year's holidays? Well, the Associated Press says security officials are saying there's a noticeable lack of chatter to suggest any specific plot is in the works. FBI counterterrorism and counterintelligence chief Gary Bald says while there's a lot going on under the surface, there are no big waves, but he says that doesn't mean nothing's up. Last December, you might remember, the threat level was raised to orange, and some flights to the U.S. from Paris, London, Scotland, and elsewhere were canceled. Experts are saying the relative calm and the lack of an al-Qaeda attack on the U.S. homeland since 9/11 should not be viewed as evidence of a decisive victory over terrorists. We hope Christmas is just another day with no violence. That's what an American soldier stationed in Mosul, Iraq, tells the Associated Press. Earlier this week, Mosul was the site of the single deadliest attack on soldiers since the war began in Iraq. For most soldiers, Christmas will be another day of work, but they do have Christmas trees and presents to open. The soldiers say they're getting lots of care packages from their families and from school children around the country. In Germany, the commander of a U.S. military hospital there said that she hoped many of the 35 wounded taken there for treatment after the Mosul explosion would be able to return to the United States in time for Christmas. Many had serious injuries, but all were expected to survive. Let's hope heartburn is the worst thing anyone has to endure over the holidays. How do you get heartburn? Well, Dr. Mel Wilcox is glad you asked.
Take it slow and easy. Moderation is in order, but if it's that time of year and you have a little difficulty controlling yourself and keeping some antacids handy.
Dr. Wilcox is with the American Gastroenterological Association, so he knows wherever he speaks. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, that's easier said than done for a lot of holiday travelers today. Storms have shut down highways and stranded a lot of travelers. The massive storm system has brought activity to a halt in parts of the Midwest and the South. leading to a state of emergency in Indiana. And from Ohio to Wyoming, people are shoveling out from under a foot of snow or more. Score one for Democrats. Christine Gregoire has won the Washington governor's race by 130 votes over Republican Dino Rossi, according to the final recount results from King County. King County was the last county to report in the statewide hand recount. That's the third count of ballots in the governor's election. Those results have not been certified, and they will probably be challenged in court. And the Food and Drug Administration has offered a sweeping review of has ordered a sweeping review of studies involving prescription painkillers like Celebrex and Bextra. They are part of the class called COX-2 inhibitors, and recent studies have highlighted the heart risks from those drugs and caused quite a stir among doctors and patients. The FDA is warning people to be careful with any other type of pain reliever. You're listening to Air America Radio News, and my name is Mark Shearer.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old buddy Jill Sobule. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Man, makes you want to go march, doesn't it, huh? Makes you want to pick up a gun and go march. Ow! Welcome to what we call Yulapalooza 2004. After tonight, we will be off Friday, And, of course, Saturday and Sunday and Monday, we'll be back Tuesday. Okay? All right, all right, all right. Nick is calling from Pueblo, Colorado. Nick, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. We just wanted to say from the chat room for IRC that we want you to give Molly a kiss for us. We all appreciate everything. At first, I wanted to just weigh in and say you've been a great Joseph Campbell and try to extol to those who want to learn or discuss the mythology of everything, just about politics and about, you know, this religious fascism that's going on. But honestly, I've been traveling this whole week trying to see my family because, you know, it's vacation time, not, you know, about religion or anything. But seeing the family or actually just seeing the travel scene, you know, on Greyhound buses and planes, you know, everybody is, you know, dirt poor, everybody has problems weighing on them. They're all to go see family, you know, not to exchange gifts, but to hear, you know, who's down in the tooth here and there. So that's pretty much how it is. And so I don't think it's all about, you know, the religiosity of it at all. I think that's all painted on the TV shows that we've been watching, so that's pretty harsh on that. But we actually just got alerted in the past couple minutes about a Washington Post article about the torture memos and how it kind of implicates Donald Rumsfeld as far
Is that the editorial?
That was the editorial.
Yeah, I pulled that off earlier tonight and read it during one of the breaks. That's pretty powerful stuff. What's his name? Newharth, the guy who founded USA Today, is calling for a withdrawal from Iraq. The Washington Post pretty much lays it out that Bush and or Rumsfeld, some of the people around him, are war criminals. And I only hope that a momentum will build in this country. And these bastards will be brought to justice. I don't know how else to put it. We've been ranting and raving about this, and listeners have, and people on Threads, and Democratic Underground, and Bart Kopp, and all over the place. It just keeps going on and on. I don't know how much more we can handle before something really explodes in this country. I mean that. And maybe with the founder of USA Today and the editorial page of the Washington Post starting to realize just where this country's going, maybe something will turn around. But it's going to take millions of us in the streets, and obviously we're not ready for that yet. I hope it comes soon.
You'll see me at the inauguration.
We're not going this year because we got the kid, and frankly,
I wouldn't take the kid. I'm
scared to take Molly. We went to a demonstration here in Atlanta a couple of Sundays ago, very low key, about 30-40 of us against the black box voting thing. But I'll tell you, taking my child to demonstrate, and I think she should go. I hope my older kids go, who can fend for themselves. But I would be terrified to take my child to see this Nazi be coronated again for fear, not for fear of the crowd, but for fear of how the police and the military are going to react, because people are not going to just stand there and very quietly allow this thug to be coronated again without some kind of reaction. And when that reaction occurs, I'm afraid, then hell's going to break loose. And I just, I can't do it with a five-month-old. I can't do it.
Understood. We're going to be there to videotape it and make sure, like the last time, I saw it on MNN, which is like a local station in New York where I'm stationed out to do school and work, but I saw the inauguration. I'm like, why is this? I mean, I saw the protest, and I was like, why isn't this on the news, you know? So hopefully that's out again. I know it's going to be really brutal. I mean, I've seen all the protests in D.C. for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and they've been horrible, especially the WTOs. But, you know, those brave souls that will be out there, yeah, I don't think everybody should be out there, not at all, but I know there'll be, you know, the anarchist, et cetera, so we'll see what happens, but
we will see indeed.
We'll see. But, there will be a resistance.
Hey, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And have a nice Christmas, or however you celebrate. Where are we now? Huh? Not time for a break. Stuart is calling from Sacramento. Stuart, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Stuart.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. I listen to you all the time. I think you are the best thing on the radio.
Well, that's very kind.
I'm telling the truth. And I hate to sober up the moment for a second. I'd like to start with the outrage of the year, not mentioning the death of Bobby Kennedy on the same day that Ronald Reagan passed. Not one news source had anything to say about Bobby Kennedy. That's just an aside. I'd like to talk about the last Republican to tell us the truth.
All right.
All right. In my mind, it would have to be Dwight Eisenhower. And we don't connect up the military-industrial complex comment with his last moment of being the president of this country. You know, he said those words on John Kennedy's inauguration day in his last moment as president.
Right.
And I imagine he said this after the scurrilous activities of these rats that are in power today, the prototypes like their daddies, and the nonsense that they were planning to carry on a Bay of Pigs and then beyond Vietnam. And I think at age 71 and a heart attack behind him, he was ready to tell, and being a conscript, he had been at West Point and in the military and believed and loved his country, which I can get behind because I love my country. But as a Democrat and as a person born in 1957, whose really first memory of any media event was President Kennedy's death, and the continuance of the deaths in 68, I think... he just couldn't stand by and watch this crap anymore. And he said, well, I'm 71. I've had a heart attack. I'm not going to last much longer. I'm going to tell it like it is as much as I can. And then when President Kennedy's announcement of after the CIA Operation Zapata, the Bay of Pigs, which was... Zapata was the name of HW's offshore oil company, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But he wasn't in the CIA, right, at that time, like he said. President Kennedy said after that debacle, I'm going to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter them to the wind. Could those 1,000 pieces be the 1,000 points of light from George H.W. Bush?
Well, you never know. One thing we do know is that after Kennedy started to put up resistance, they decided to get rid of him, and he's gone. But I take your point about Eisenhower, and I agree with you, Stuart. He was the last Republican to tell us the truth. Although, let's keep in mind, the Bay of Pigs was something that the Eisenhower administration had planned, and Kennedy inherited it. That's my understanding. Not Eisenhower himself, although he was a military man, he should have known that the Joint Chiefs of Staff and what was the forerunner of the CIA back then was planning such an outrage against, again, a poor people who had decided to throw off a filthy, scummy pig dictator, Batista. Anyway, Stuart, listen, happy holidays. Got a boogie. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Have a nice evening indeed. Gizmo, our trucker who travels the entire world, checking in from Des Moines. Hey, Gizmo.
Hey, how are you, Mike? How's the baby and the lovely wife?
Doing great. Long time no hear, pal.
Yeah, I know. I listen to you almost every night, though.
Well, that's good.
I just don't have a lot to say. I'm a man of few words, you know?
Yes, that's true. Are you out driving tonight?
Yeah, I'm working over Christmas. I wanted to say, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and nice Kwanzaa, and that to all my trucker buddies out there and your family.
Well, bless you. That's very kind. How are you driving in this terrible weather? Hey, listen, hold on a second, Gizmo. We got to do a break here. We'll come back and pick up the call right there. I don't know how in the hell you're driving in this terrible weather. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. You'll see my day of glory.
I pray my day
when men of good will live in peace again. And peace on earth can it be?
Okay, who put the Denerex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denerex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the pummeling. Capital One Bowl Week. The best pros winning 11 days and 21 games. Hail Marys and coverage blown. Chance are born and chunks go home. A gift from Capital One you got. Now double check what's in your wallet.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kaz.
The film, this is mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good, brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan.
That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush!
He's turned into President Rain Man.
Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what?
You can't make it up like this.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
Sometimes I think my phone's tapped because I hear weird things on it, like, shh, Crimmins will hear you.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Bush is an optimist. That's what he keeps telling me. I'm an optimist. And, you know, I agree. He is an optimist. Who else but an optimist can run for office on his record?
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more.
Available now at bookstores worth visiting.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
now live in a world where if you can't think, it's going to be hard to be a productive worker in the workplace.
God. All right, back to Gizmo, who's in a truck somewhere in outside Des Moines, Iowa. I thought those roads were impassable, Gizmo.
No. It's not bad here in Des Moines. It was terrible up in Michigan, up around Kalamazoo this morning. But down here, it's not bad at all.
Well, that's good. I hope you're driving safe, keeping your eyes on the roads. When do you get home from this haul?
Oh, I'm going to spend New Year's Day with my girl down there in North Carolina. But listen, I wanted to bring up, did you hear all over fake news today that they were talking about Rummy hitting Mosul like it was McCarthy hitting Normandy Beach?
No, I tried not to watch news today and succeeded. Where'd he go? We lost him. All right. Well, that's the cell phone troubles, I guess. Gizmo, what can I say, dude? Maybe he'll call back in. All right. Let's do this song by Nick in Warsaw, Ohio, who hasn't called the program in a long time. But Nick, if you're listening tonight, this is a song that he sang, and then our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, Mark Marshall, who is also a New York City musician, heard Nick sing it a cappella, and he put some music to it. So we want to play it for you. This is Nick in Warsaw and Mark Marshall.
Rummy told me Iraq we must bomb, and I believed him because I was so dumb. Though Saddam had dick to do with 9/11, we have to find his weapons of mass destruction, his neurotoxins, his uranium. Oops, there ain't none. Rummy spun some crap and found a reason. He said we bombed Iraq to give them freedom, along with a big contract to Halliburton to rebuild what we wrecked with our treasury funds and the lives of our sons, because it now all belongs to the corporations. We couldn't find those weapons, not even one. But we stumbled into a hole, and there was Saddam. He is the boogeyman we can blame it all on. And we will just forget he was one of our pawns. We gave him the guns, then we shoveled in funds to oppress his nation. So now our president is smirking with pride. He'll find those terrorists in the holes where they hide. He's climbing in the polls, but we ain't satisfied. 'Cause we've seen him on the job with his razor-sharp mind. And try as he might, there's one hole he can't find. It's in his behind.
That's good. Nick in Warsaw, Ohio. Thanks, Nick. Lyrics. And Mark Marshall, using traditional music, put the sound behind it. That was great. Mark, we met Mark. Remember, we were in New York. When was that? A year and a half ago, Kathy? And that music, Mark's a very creative guy, and he's very much a New Yorker. First time we met him, he was he dresses like I do, all in black. Only he had on, like, black pantaloons and a cape, do you remember, and a shoulder bag. And, you know, fits right in on where were we? We were in the village? I forget where we met. No, it was over around Grand Central Station. But anyway, the music reminds me of Nightmare Before Christmas, Danny Elfman music. That's what it reminds me of. It's just bizarre. But the combination there of Nick from Warsaw, Ohio, and Mark Marshall, that was good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Too much talent. Way too much talent. Min is calling from Washington, D.C. She's been holding on forever. Min, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Min.
I'll bet it is.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Min. How about you?
I can't believe I'm talking to you. Wow. I love your show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Listen, I have something very quick for you.
Okay.
It's the Santa's list.
Can I get you to hold a second?
Sure.
Okay, because in about 5 seconds here, Kathy's going to start the music, and we have to take a break. We'll come right back to you. We'll come right back to you, Lynn. All right, or is it Min? Is it Min or Lynn?
Lynn, with an L.
All right, Lynn, hold on. We'll be back and chat in just a second. Quick break here, folks. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
She brings cold fear to me and cortisol some. A birthday song they sang with mighty big lungs. Across the bar they had her rubber type bum. Double D bun, had her boobs done. Then she smiled at me out of a big tun. Me and my chums. Look at them guns. Had her boobs done.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1 week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no obligation. Litigation Professional Debt Relief Consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Kyle Jason Show.
What's happening, everybody? Yours truly, the Groovy Ghoulie. This Saturday night is Christmas, and we have put together a very special Christmas show for you and yours. We're going to have a few special guests and some very interesting Christmas music. Do not miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all, here on Air America Radio.
Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Oh, all right, back to Lynn, who's called in from Washington D.C. Lynn, thanks for holding on. Let her rip.
All right, dear Santa, here's my list. I hope you'll bring it all. I've only asked for gifts that I couldn't find at the mall. I'd like to have a UFO with aliens inside, and maybe a big tank that I could ride. A huge robot is a present I could use. I'll also need a time machine and rocket-powered shoes. But if the weight of all these things might cause your sleigh to crash, I'll understand if that's the case. Just, dear Santa, just bring the cash.
Thanks, Lynn.
Hey, listen, were you ever in movies?
No, uh-uh. Well, I was in, I got a little tiny, minuscule part in Outfoxed, that documentary about Fox News Channel. But no. No, I've never.
Okay,
never
I have
had.
That.
Huh?
I have that, Outfoxed.
You got to look quick, or you'll miss me. Thanks,
okay.
Lynn. All right,
bye-bye.
You have a nice Christmas. Take care. All right, Gizmo, we're going to try one more time here. Gizmo, talk to me quick.
Hey, I thought sure you were one of the little rascals.
You weren't supposed to say anything about that, dude.
Hey, listen, I don't want to bring you down, so I'm not going to talk news to you. But my main thing was to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And one of my Christmas wishes to come true, and that's to have you on Air America, you know, because I missed you from IE America.
Well, here we are.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can give me a Christmas present.
All right.
You need a bureau chief at large.
You got it.
You got it. You take care. Tell Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all my trucking buddies out there.
All right.
Stay safe and keep all 18 on the road.
All right, Gizmo, take care, our bureau chief at large. Love him. Love Gizmo. Man, he's been hanging with this program forever. Hasn't he? All right, we have a special guest on the phone, but before we get to that, let's do Arnold Schwarzenegger's version of A Visit from St. Nicholas.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Sacramento, I was doing such a good job that I looked presidential. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. But we still $9 billion over budget, so there's not gonna be anything in there. The girlyman politicians were snug in their beds, while visions of tax dollars danced in their heads. And Maria in her warm-ups and iron suit had just settled in to work on her glutes. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bench to see, you know, what it was that was making all of the noise. Away to the window, I flew like the Terminator. Maybe I'd do a version of this poem in German later. And what to my wandering eyes should appear but a little red sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew right away that it must be Saint Nick. Or as we call him in Austria, Nikolaus. He jumped out of the sleigh, grabbed a big bright red sack, and then said to his reindeer, "Stay here, I'll be back." His eyes had a twinkle, his beard like old rope. His cheeks were as red as the women I groped. He spoke not a word but went straight to the tree. And as he laid out the toys, something occurred to me. Santa's not from the U.S. This is all out of order. He comes down from the North Pole and sneaks across the border. So I grabbed him by the neck. He screamed, "Let me go!" I threw open the door and hurled him out on the snow. And he heard me exclaim, as to his sleigh he was diving, "You're in this country illegally. You're not supposed to be driving."
Who said is that? Arnold? Arnold, how do you make contact with all these people? I don't know how Kathy does it. We have a special guest here that we want to, calling all the way from Middle Earth. It's Smeagol. Smeagol, haven't heard from you for a while.
Hello, good master.
Hi, Smeagol.
We wish to send to all of the listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Do you celebrate?
No. We wish Happy Holiday. No, we wish Merry Christmas. With sugar plums and candy canes and Santa Claus. It burns.
You're starting to be like Bush. You have these debates with yourself. It must be hell having two such clearly distinct personalities, right, Smeagol?
It's pretty tough, yeah.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Well, we should have stuck with the presidency race.
Yes, we should have.
We should have stayed in there.
Yeah.
Yes, and we would have the ring, and we would be master.
Do you think that Bush is very tricksy?
Yes. Bush is tricksy. False. Yes. Stole the election, he did. Yes.
Do you hate him forever?
We hate him. Yes, we hate him forever. Tricksy, false Bush.
What?
We doesn't like him either.
Well, you guys agree on that.
Yes, on that one we agree, yes.
So do you, what do you want for Festivus, Smeagol?
Precious.
Guess who has it?
Yes, he stole it from us.
Yeah. We're in deep doo-doo. That's an expression.
Yes.
I don't know if you know what that means, but with Bush holding on to your precious like that, we're in deep doo-doo.
Yes, very deep.
Yeah.
What does good Smeagol do? Master, you must tell us.
I have no idea. I saw the last segment of the movie.
We know. We lead him up the stairs.
Well,
takes him to her.
Yeah.
Yes, she will help.
Yes, she will.
She will help.
The big spider, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Then we take the ring.
Yes, you
and
take...
And we be master.
Yes, you would. I think you'd be a better master.
Yes, well, you remember our campaign.
Vaguely, yeah. It seems so long ago and so far away.
we be nice to them if they be nice to us.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That, yeah, that's a Middle Earth philosophy, is it not?
Smeagol philosophy. Yes.
How are all the rest of the hobbits doing?
Hobbits is good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Frodo went away.
He went away.
Over the west.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Bilbo. Yeah. Tricky Baggins is leave.
Yeah.
Leave us in this mess of bush.
Well, listen, will you wish a happy holiday to all the hobbits and elves and orcs and ents, and we'll check in with you next year, I hope. You're doing okay? I always worry about you because you wander around with nothing on but a loincloth.
Yes, Smeagol takes care of himself.
Oh, okay. All right. I worry you get cold.
But we wish you and Cassie and little baby Molly a merry Yuletide.
Well, thank you, Smeagol. That's very kind. I do appreciate it. You have a nice holiday, okay?
I am. Happy holiday.
Okay, thanks, Smeagol. Thank you. Kind of scary. Brian is calling from St. Louis. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, I have a. I'm a big fan of your show, and I have a humorous poem. If you'd like to hear it.
I would. It's keeping with the spirit of the season, I would hope.
Well, at least it's about the Republicans.
Well, can you squeeze it into a minute?
I'll see if I can.
All right, let her rip.
Republican shuffle. You gotta learn the Republican shuffle. We just love to roll in caviar and truffles. Stuff your shorts with cash and give yourself a wiggle. It helps you if you're fat, so you jingle and you jiggle. Wear a three-piece suit with a chain around the middle. Let the others work while you waddle by and fiddle. We just love the draft because it lets you know who's master. We give you the shaft while we get promoted faster. We make all the bombs so we think that war is thrilling. We sit on our thumbs while the poor do all the killing. Uncle Sam's in hock, and you gotta know we love it. Our banks own the stock so your grandchildren can shove it. You say you're getting gray and you'll starve without your pension. For tanks, we're glad to pay, but you're cut too small to mention. We'll kick folks off their farms till we own all food production. But big business has its charms and we'll keep all our deductions. We'll throw you in the street so you come try our soup kitchens, where you'll have to pray to eat, and too bad if you're not Christian. We unite the rich for whom business is religion, with crooks who make the church a business soaking pigeons. Our church is packed for hacks who oppose the Constitution. It's all exempt from tax with no cap on contributions. We'd force your kids to pray because our scam is such a honey. They'll buy our talk show's hate and send us lots of money. We'll strip mine all the parks and our EPA won't blow it. We'll fill them in with waste and the mutants will not know it. We stopped ERA because our chicks are into leather. We beat them every day. That's how we stay together. Our mansions are all spacious and our cars are hotsy-totsy, but we are closet racists with the ethics of the Nazis.
That's great. And you did it in a minute 22. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Kind of Zappa-esque. I like it. Take care, Brian. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough.
I still had flakes and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses directed.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kaz.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good. Brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions? We've got answers.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
I made it very plain, we will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
My kids are never happy with what's under the tree. Soon they'll understand Christmas sucks. Whoa, every freaking year Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks.
Thanks to Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton in New York, who engineered the program tonight. Linda Blake, also in New York, who answered the calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. If you get a chance over the next 4 or 5 days, go to airamericaradio.com and stop by MikeMalloy.com. Aurora from San Francisco sent this to me. The Chicano version of The Night Before Christmas in light Spanglish. Are you ready? "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through La Casa, not a creature was stirring. Caramba, ¿qué pasa? Los niños were all tucked away in their camas, some in vestidos and some in pajamas, while Mama worked late in her little coquina. El viejo was down at the corner cantina. The stockings were hanging con mucho cuidado, in hopes that St. Nicholas would feel obligado to bring all the children, both buenos y malos, a nice batch of dulces and other regalos. Outside in the yard, there arose such a grito that I jumped to my feet like a frightened cabrito. I went to the window and looked out afuera, and who in the world do you think que era? St. Nick in a sleigh and a big red sombrero came dashing along like a crazy bombero, and pulling his sleigh instead of venados were 8 little burros approaching volados. I watched as they came, and this little hombre was shouting and whistling and calling by nombre, ay Pancho, ay Pepe, ay Cuca, ay Beto, ay Chato, ay Chopo, Maruca, and Nieto. Then standing erect with his hand on his pecho, he flew to the top of our very own techo. With his round little belly like a bowl of jalea, he struggled to squeeze down our old chimenea. Then huffing and puffing at last in our sala, with soot smeared all over his red suit de gala, he filled the stockings with lovely regalos, for none of the children had been very malos. Then chuckling aloud and seeming contento, he turned like a flash and was gone like the viento. And I heard him explain, and this is verdad, Merry Christmas to all and Feliz Navidad. Written by Eduardo Lalo Guerrero, the father of Chicano music. That's great. Thanks, thanks, Aurora. I like that. I'm going to be talking with that accent all night. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. Kathy says, no, you're not. Van is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Van, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, I have to tell you, I listen to you every night religiously, and I just enjoy your program so much. But I just wanted to tell you, and Kathy and Molly, I wanted to wish you all a very happy holiday season. I have to tell you that this guy, he's going to be inaugurated on my birthday, and that is depressing me. I haven't even been able to get into the holiday spirit right now.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe that, you know. You know, the funny thing about it, I don't want to put a damper on the evening. You know, this guy, these stupid Republican neocons who think that this guy is driving them, you know, into wherever.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, they don't realize that he is like a guy who's lost and won't stop to ask for directions.
That's
and
right.
We're going to be all out of gas or driven off of a cliff before we all know it, you know. That's the sad part. But try to enjoy your holiday, and please, lots of love to you. And your family.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, Van. Thank
okay.
you. I appreciate you. Have a nice Christmas, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Laura is calling from Chicago. Hey, Laura. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
You got to say it in about a minute.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I hate to be the Grinch at the end of the show.
Somebody has to be.
Well, you're going to love this one. My best friend is a colonel in the U.S. Army. God bless her. She's not in Iraq, but a friend of hers in Iraq just died last week. She heard from his dad. Apparently, they communicated through AOL.
Mm-hmm.
His father wanted the messages from.
I saw this on the news. I saw this story. AOL won't release
yeah.
it. Is it AOL or is it Yahoo?
No, it's AOL.
Well, this must be another story then.
Well, apparently it's endemic. They are planning to delete it.
Oh, God.
He just wants the messages for memorial for his son. Okay, that's all he asked for, private messages, and they insist on deleting it, and he has retained a lawyer.
Well, good.
She was so ticked off about this. And she can't come on the air because she's still in uniform.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's terrible. I understand that when people sign up, they in the fine print, there's a confidentiality agreement that says if a person has a subscription to AOL or Yahoo or whatever and that person dies, their email will be deleted. And I, you know, I heard a story. I think it's a different story. I think it was with Yahoo. And now you're telling me about AOL, where you know, the family just wants the correspondence that they sent back and forth. Yeah. And I would think that people could make an exception, but then again, that would be crazy. Hey, Laura, we got a boogie. Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you have a nice Christmas in Chicago. Okay.
You have a happy natal birth of
All right.
due day too.
All right. Take care, Laura. Take care. I think Laura's Jewish. She can say that. All right. Now, remember, we're off until Tuesday, December 28th. And if you do pray, pray for peace, okay? If you have anything that that is operant in your life that has to do with spirituality, use it for peace. I'll see you Tuesday. Take care. Have a safe holiday. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to man. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Then peal the bells more loud indeed. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to man. Peace on earth, goodwill to man.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. Safety and security are the watchwords in Iraq today in the wake of the terrible attack in Mosul on Tuesday. At some U.S. bases, guards are being posted outside mess tents. Military officials are discussing ways to increase security for troops in the aftermath of the suicide bomb attack that killed 22 people. Officials say it appears the bomber was wearing an Iraqi uniform. Investigators still haven't figured out if the bomber was working on the base or how the person infiltrated security. What's the mood in Mosul on Christmas Eve Eve? Staff Sergeant Kevin Robichaud from Londonderry, New Hampshire, is there as part of Task Force Olympia, which took the hit Tuesday. He says things are a little tense.
We have a tree up, and the packages are all around the tree, and just trying to get through the days as it goes by. And we're kind of hoping that it's just another day.
Here at home, painkillers that may cause more pain are troubling consumers this Christmas season. The Food and Drug Administration today ordered a sweeping review of studies involving prescription painkillers like Celebrex and Bextra. Those drugs are part of the class called COX-2 inhibitors. Recent studies have highlighted the heart risks from those drugs and caused quite a controversy among doctors and patients. Now the FDA says it's going to review dozens of studies of COX-2 inhibitors that are underway. John Jenkins, director of new drugs for the FDA, says a public health advisory is being issued.
We're recommending that doctors take into account the recent information that these products may increase the risk of heart attack and stroke as they make decisions about prescribing them to